This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. DeVry University has been sued by the Federal Trade Commission for misleading students about their job prospects and earning potential, having claimed 90% of their graduates landed jobs in their field within 6 months of finishing school. Human Rights Campaign notes that goods made by Israeli companies in the occupied territories are done so with preferential access to land, water, and low rents, while Palestinians are denied permits to open their own businesses, cut off from land, restricted at what the World Bank estimates is a cost to the Palestinian economy of $3.4 billion per year. Working America surveyed 1,689 likely voters with household incomes of $75,000 or less in working-class neighborhoods outside of Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Fully 53% said they were undecided about the presidential race. Among the decided, though, the largest portion, 38%, favored Trump, 22% favored Clinton, and only 12% favored Sanders. The Trump supporters were notably loyal. One-third said they wouldn't vote for anyone else if the billionaire real estate developer lost the nomination fight and dropped out. 58% they would support Trump if he ran as an independent. Auburn University is one of 17 universities in the South that include broad questions on their admissions applications about any contact with the legal system or the police that applicants might have had, even an arrest with no conviction, according to the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, an advocacy group. Universities are now the focus of an inquiry by the organization, which says such questions unfairly penalize minorities who tend to face arrest more frequently and as a result could face higher admissions hurdles. Study in 2010 by the Center for Community Alternatives, a nonprofit group in New York, found that 66% of colleges ask for criminal history information in admissions and that some of them look unfavorably even on misdemeanor arrest. Nearly 20 fertilizer plants in Texas and others nationwide have the same dangerous proximity to schools, parks, nursing homes, and housing as the one that exploded in the central Texas town in 2013. Federal officials said in releasing a final report on the blast in West. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.